This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. And I want to take this time to welcome once again WRKQ 1250 AM out of Madisonville, Sweetwater, Athens, or Niota, Tennessee. Welcome to the fold, ninjas. I love the adding the ninjas. Good stuff, good stuff. I like it a lot. The death and the number to get in. I didn't do that with John, but the number to get him at 866-582-9933. That is 866-582-9933. Talked a little bit about this yesterday, but now I think we need to start asking a few questions. If Antifa is now a terrorist organization, they obviously have funding and organization. Now, there's a lot of things up in the air. None of it about George Floyd. George Floyd died by cop. Two different versions of the autopsy out there. One said yes, one says no. The officer's been charged with third-degree murder, and the other officers have been fired. We'll see where this all goes. Protests are completely understandable in this case. Everybody's yelling for change. Everybody wants to see a new day. I mean, some of the stuff they're calling for is sort of crazy, like let's defund the police and take the police away because, I can tell you, based upon the CDC, I can tell you how many crimes are stopped by gun owners on a regular basis. Because it's up to 3 million. It's well over 6,000 a day. A day. Now, where my problem comes with everything that's going on here now is this destruction and this looting. Getting out there, if you're out there and your problem is that Black America is not treated equally, then you go in and you burn out Black America. Then when you're done with that, then you go to downtown, and then you turn your attention to white America. I'm sorry. This is no longer about George Floyd. And it should be about George Floyd, but it's not. Let's start with Minneapolis. That was the flashpoint. Is it really the citizens of Minneapolis who set the city on fire, burned down small businesses as well as the police precinct building and libraries? Why are those masked men in black with the Secret Service quality earpieces, military-grade gas masks, and backpacks full of Molotov cocktails? Who are they? They're very likely professional rioters, recruited, transported, and paid for by the likes of some George Soros front group or another anonymous Cloward Piven devotee who shares Soros' hatred of America and want to see this nation brought to its knees. You see, panic over the virus was waning. It was going away. And these orchestrated riots across the country are the next ploy. I thought that the whole panic over the virus was Cloward and Piven. But when that failed, it's interesting that this happened. It was waiting on an event. It didn't happen with Brianna in Kentucky, now did it? Didn't happen with her. It didn't happen with Ahmaud Arbery. But it happened with this. And both of those killings are both also aberrations against humankind. Someone is organizing this madness. Someone is supplying the most lethal rioter with all the accoutrements of conflagration and moving them into place to all the affected cities. And this takes a lot of money and it takes a lot of planning. Antifa owes its funding to Soros, as do the more violent branches of Black Lives Matter. And these players seem strangely secure that they will not be arrested, or that if they are, they're going to be really quickly released. Now, you've got the likes of people like Seth Rogen out there that are saying, hey, you know what, I'll pay your bill to get you out. We might talk about why those guys are doing that later on, but these upheavals, these really serious upheavals, seem to occur only in Democrat-run cities. Ferguson, Baltimore, New York, Los Angeles. It's easy to see why, after seeing the mayor of Minneapolis, he called back the police and the National Guard and gave the vandals free rein to destroy his city. What a guy. His concern for the rioters was that they be masked so as not to spread the virus. The concern of the leadership of Baltimore did the same in 2015. They said let them have their space to destroy. In Ferguson in 2014, that was exacerbated by Obama and Eric Holder, who, as was their habit, immediately blamed the police, which had the effect of giving permission to angry citizens to act out in the most destructive way. Rioters in that city also burned the businesses owned and operated by their neighbors. Now, if you're out there and you're saying our community is downtrodden, how does burning it out make it less so? They burn the markets they regularly patronize. The rent of mobs get the action going, and the suddenly mindless residents join in to destroy their own community, especially in looting. Looting becomes a thing where it takes on its own life. People that may be standing by, once they see somebody coming out with a pair of Jordans out of a shoe store, a case of liquor out of a liquor store or something, and they see the doors wide open, nobody's here, there's no cops left, right, nobody's watching, boom. Who's going to know, right? Too many people to know. Who's going to know? What's happening right now has nothing to do with Mr. Floyd. Mr. Floyd was actually, I've seen some video of him, and he was actually quite a reasonable man. I don't know too much about his background. I know he worked at a nightclub with a police officer that was kneeling on his neck. The rioters are using his name and his death to go out on rampage and to loot small and large businesses alike. And these are not protests. What we're seeing is mass thievery under the color of protest. And now they're shifting. They're beginning to shift. Now it's beginning to sound. In St. Louis, I watched from the vantage point of whoever shot the video, a firefight. Which normally you would have to go and say, Lebanese firefights. Afghani firefights. To get that kind of footage. But I heard firefighting. And not the kind where you're Smokey the Bear. I'm talking about weapons. Chances are, if the looters in L.A. were asked who was George Floyd, they would not have a clue, nor would they care. Democrat-run cities have long valued social justice, which has a different standard for different groups, and ID politics over lawfulness and basic value, which is actually based upon freedom, people. And this is what you get when deviancy has been defined down so egregiously that we all have citizens behaving like a lot of animals in some cases. The looting in L.A., continues unabated and without police presence. And these are the same all these places where this is happening, especially L.A. In L.A., if you wanted a concealed carry permit, you're not going to get it. In L.A., you can steal up to if you steal $949 from a store, they're not even going to come after you. They have, you got to steal more than $950. Where's Mayor Eric Garcetti on that one? Where's he as his city burns? Trump didn't do it. Trump did not do it. A police officer killed George Floyd. Everything else that's happening right now has nothing to do with George Floyd or Trump. Got to find out who's pulling these strings. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
CZ USA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZ USA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Brinklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
So, you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6, or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in is 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. Those who followed Trump's tweets on Sunday, you might have seen this sort of crazy video of 9 or 10 police cars, mostly SUVs, most of them in a single file, very neat-looking convoy arrangement, abandoned on a wide street in what looks to be a low-rise, hip-shopping and microbrewery-oriented section of L.A., no evidence of a fight. No discarded police equipment. and little trash or debris other than broken car window glass. The impression you get when you look at it is that, you know, they parked them and they walked away. Peacefully, you know, peaceably. And a reasonable conclusion is that the police, sensing an absence of a clear mandate to truly deal with the problem at hand, gave up. Simply gave up. Sort of like the dejected German tankers running out of fuel and commencing a long walk back to their homeland in the 65 film The Battle of the Bulge. Another shock was seeing scores of Austin, Texas policemen formed up in a big, tight heap on the balcony platform at the entrance of their headquarters, with those in the rear having their backs literally to the wall of the building, while one of their number in the front sprayed pepper spray out of a canister at some punk on the sidewalk who'd come too close. Looking at it, you would have thought that the mass of them, that they were huddled in fear. Absolutely huddled in fear. And judging by what little is thrown of the mob in the photo, they likely outnumber the unarmed, unorganized youth on the street. And you could be forgiven for shouting into your laptop screen, "You're the police, this is your castle. Clear the doggone street, would you?" Now, a question everybody can be asking is, how can this be going on? The Department of Defense has donated all kinds of equipment. Armored personnel carriers and helicopters and weapons and, you know, all manner of things. The police across America are now better armed and more prepared for war than they've ever been. There's armored Humvees out there sitting in police garages across the country. Riot gear galore. All kind of mountains of rubber bullets. The LAPD and, you know, building on the experience of the LA riots, the LAPD and most other urban police departments have had extensive training in riot control. Remember all that smarmy, lefty, and libertarian griping about the militarization of police? Where's the evidence of that today? And we're not seeing it because the current crop of progressive Democrat mayors and governors are afraid of their own shadows. They do not want to become pariahs among their own movement, nor do they wish to alienate their clown show city councils, their own spaced out donors, and their core voter base, which in a lot of cases is Black America, through further displays of police brutality. Unless you're a news crew. If you're a news crew, they'll beat you half to death. And so it's easier to just let some shops burn and hope the mob's lust extinguishes itself after a few days. They just want to let it run. Just give them room to destroy. That's all. We just want a little room to destroy. That's all. You know, the small business owners, they don't vote Democrat anyway. And the big business, you know... they'll reopen whatever happens in time, you know. Why take the risk of restoring order when you can build progressive street cred by virtue signaling at a teary-eyed press conference or on Twitter? You recall how Mayor Fry of Minneapolis, who looks like he wears a full bottle of Bedhead Mousse on his ludicrously over-attended hair, allowed a small mob led by privileged white agitators to seize and burn a police precinct building so as to avoid conflict and not escalate things. We'll just let you burn this down. And since then, it's become increasingly clear that Blue City mayors from California to Texas to Chicago to Philadelphia to Atlanta have held back their police, only allowing them to be committed in piecemeal fashion, if at all, and usually without any special vehicles or gear. Washington, D.C.'s genius mayor, in fact, has refused any meaningful police presence anywhere near the White House, such that, you know, we've been hearing about, St. John's Church being set on fire. And then there's where the D.C. police were deployed yesterday. When they were deployed, they attempted to clear streets with an obvious shortage of riot shields and padding, not to mention the obvious severe shortage of manpower. And then there's Governor Yom Wolf of Pennsylvania, who refused for most of the weekend to call up his National Guard. And when he did, the figure that was mentioned was of a measly 600 guardsmen, which is only a few percentage points of the entire state force, which is a joke. It's a joke. It might seem heartless to say this, but it's a fact. This is the leadership that the urban Democrats voted for, and this is what they're getting now. This is how they're being led. This is what they wanted, and in a democracy, which we're always told this is the people get what they want. It's not Trump's job, and it is not within his power to intervene to save these people from themselves. So, what are these useless mayors going to do with cops who willfully abandoned their posts en masse? And how are they going to know who they are? They're going to fire them? You want to do this at a time like this? You are talking about government employees. You can't just toss them in a heartbeat barring suspicion of some serious crime. I'm trying to decide whether I would encourage all of the Blue City cops to simply walk away because they're not being allowed to do what they should do. You know, give it a few days. How is somebody supposed to work in a job, any job, much less a dangerous, extremely stressful one, when you don't have the support of your bosses? Which, in the case of police officers, it's either going to be the city or the municipality or the county or, you know what I mean. It is two things at one time, though. It is intolerable. It is intolerable. And it's also what the cities voted for when they voted for these people in all of these leftist cities that are burning now. We should all be crying over this. We should all be crying over this one. Simply because, well, this is not America. But then again, it's what people voted for. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks of life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows saying on Capitol Hill that President Trump wants to overhaul police laws sooner rather than later. This comes on the heels of George Floyd's funeral taking place in Houston. Floyd was laid to rest after the nearly 3.5-hour service. Floyd was buried next to his mother. Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley says extra unemployment benefits meant to help people are now causing problems.
As it appears, most recipients are being paid more on unemployment insurance than they were when working. This, of course, discourages people from returning to work or taking a new job, thus delaying the recovery.
Grassley, opening the Senate Finance Committee hearing, also says the money was poorly targeted. and the Dow lost 300 points on Tuesday. You're listening to USA Radio News. Former Vice President Joe Biden is breaking with Black Lives Matter when it comes to defunding the police. He tells CBS News,
I don't support defunding the police. I support conditioning federal aid to police based on whether or not they meet certain basic standards of decency and honorableness and, in fact, are able to demonstrate they can protect the community and everybody in the community.
Biden, the presumptive presidential nominee. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is criticizing Democrat leaders at the state and local level for allowing mass protests but not opening places of worship. Speaking on the Senate floor, the Kentucky Republican says the inconsistency from leaders has been baffling because apparently protests are now permissible, but prayer is still too dangerous.
Politicians do not get to play red light, green light within the First Amendment. The Bill of Rights is not some a la carte menu that leaders may sample as they please.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Live. This is Lock and Load. If you would like to get in, if you got a question, if you got something to say, you know, there's a very simple way to do it. Just call me at 866-582-9933. That is 866-582-9933. During President Trump's nationwide address on Monday, he announced his intent to use all federal resources to help stop the rioting and looting that's taking place across the country. And he also mentioned that he would protect the rights of law-abiding citizens, including the right to keep and bear arms. Naturally, which, Trump is a genius at this. He'll say something just simply, Trump will say something and that becomes the big shiny. And when he does the big shiny, well, these people don't, they lose their collective minds. It'd be funny if it wasn't so sad. So naturally, the progressives and those who hate the Second Amendment were all up in arms over the mention of the Second Amendment. Here we have a Yahoo named Aaron Rupar, and he said, I don't have the tweet there. Where did the tweet go? Anyway, I don't know why I use Twitter. I guess when you're talking to when you're talking out there out loud, and you're the president, and you say, "I encourage you to protect yourselves when the cops are attempting to stop riot," is encouraging racist supporters to start shooting black protesters, which here's the thing: we shoot the wrong person in the United States with armed self-defense. We shoot the wrong person. Right at 2% of the time. Whereas the police do that 12% of the time. That is primarily because the reason we go to guns is because it is in front of us right here, and we see it as it begins to unfold. Therefore, we don't have to come in and try to sort it out. After we've taken a nice long police cruiser ride at, you know, warp speed, while we're going through all of this adrenaline dump and everything, and we're our hands are starting to clench and all this other stuff as we get closer and closer, and then we get out and we've got to actually try to deal with whatever we find. And one of the things we got to figure out is who was the perpetrator, who's the bad guy. We got to go get the bad guy. Armed citizens don't have that problem. But then we get this from the Palmer Report. Trump is yelling around about the Second Amendment because he's hoping his racist supporters will start shooting black protesters. Trump knows he can't win the election. He knows he's going to prison, so he just wants to create carnage in the meantime. Then we get this from Nikita Gill. Why would he mention Second Amendment rights like that? Why is he having the police tear gas protesters when there's a killer respiratory virus going around? Why is he trying to declare anti-fascism as terrorism? How can anyone still believe he isn't a fascist? Such a lack of critical thinking. They also seem to think that if you support the Second Amendment, that you should automatically take to the streets over martial law. Where we get this from... Beth Ernie Black. I'm sure all those Second Amendment fans who need guns in case they need to stop the government tyranny are all steeling themselves to fight against martial law. No, but I thought this was their big thing. And then, of course, there's Rachel Maddow. Why did you yell out the part about your Second Amendment rights? The point of the speech was for the president to announce that he would deploy heavily armed soldiers inside the U.S. Then he urgently shouted out the part reminding people that American civilians can be armed. Tom Nichols from Radio Free Tom. Trump just invoked the Second Amendment as if that was part of this. Pretty much a signal for jumpy white people to walk around with guns. I hate to tell you this, pal, but I walk around with a gun all the time, and I'm not jumpy. Do you know why I'm not jumpy? Because I'm aware. This is the thing about these guys that write about this. First of all, they probably live in a place where they can't carry a gun. I don't know where all these people on Twitter are from. They probably live in a place where they can't carry a gun. Further, they all heavily project. What they're doing is they're out there thinking, excuse me, that if they were to carry a gun and somebody ran up on them, they fear whether or not they would be able to actually operate this in a decent manner. And by going that way, they then become... projecting. They're projecting now. They're projecting their fear onto you. So that what they're saying would happen with you is what they say, what they're probably going to do. And this is what they fail to understand. They look at the Second Amendment as a murder certificate, a murder license, if you will, just like they do Stand Your Ground and Castle Doctrine. And when, in fact, if that were true, none of you folks that are out there that are gun grabbers or snowflakes would be alive today to talk about it. Because we would have already lost our minds by now. The Second Amendment is here today for what it was written for so long ago, which was to protect your freedoms, your First Amendment rights. But that's all, there's also self-defense, and relying on cops to protect you when they're trying to keep rioters from looting and burning down cities. It's up to you to protect yourself and your family and your property, because there's only 920,000 sworn police officers, state, local, and federal. That's one in every 19,000 people. There's just not enough of them. It's up to you to protect yourself and your family and your property. Even when there isn't a massive riot taking place across the country, it can take the cops minutes to get to you. And minutes are a long time. Sometimes it's hours. That depends on where you live and how well-staffed the police and or sheriff's department is. So the progressives can make the assumption that Trump is telling people to go out and shoot protesters and looters, and that's not what he said. He's simply saying that people's Second Amendment rights will not be taken away, that people will have the ability to protect themselves and their families should someone try to cause them harm. And remember this. This is the thing. They're always looking for a reason to have gun control, temporarily or permanently. And right now, a lot of governors would like to get out there, and they did this with COVID-19. They tried to do this with COVID-19. They tried to say, well, we're in a state of emergency and we can't have gun shops open. Nope, can't have that. Nope, not essential. Nope, can't have it. And that pretty much, you know, that got burned, except in a few places. They found out, you know, the new gun owners that are out there now, maybe 5 million of them, they found out, guess what? You can't order a gun on the internet. They found out that it's not easier to buy a gun than it is, say, you know, a box of rubber bands. But they keep me, everybody's always told it's so much easier to buy a gun than it is a head of asparagus, a bunch of asparagus, whatever it is. There are still rules and responsibilities that come with owning and carrying a gun, and pretty much every gun owner will say the same thing. They never want to have to utilize the gun. And that's the truth. Shooting someone is a life-altering event. And that's in the best of cases. Sometimes it's going to take you places you really can't imagine. Defending life is when a firearm should be utilized. And it shouldn't always take priority over a person's property. You want to steal my truck? My SUV, rather. You'll probably get that without too much stuff. If you're going to menace me, that's a whole other thing. Guns are a deterrent that keeps people from breaking into buildings and stealing. You know, not too long ago in Minneapolis, a couple of guys that characterized themselves as armed rednecks stepped into a strip mall, AR-15s hanging from their shoulders. Strip mall still standing. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology. dermatology right now, it's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. This is the last time on the firing line. Seattle. While there's peaceful protests taking place on Sunday, there was no shortage of looting and rioting in the Emerald City and the surrounding suburbs. That's the problematic part of all of this, if it starts stretching into the suburbs. Because now they're going someplace where it's going to be harder to respond. Or is it? Governor Jay Inslee activated the National Guard statewide late Sunday evening, but some residents in the Seattle suburb of Bellevue decided not to wait for the authorities to show up to protect them. And video taken on Sunday afternoon shows several armed citizens standing guard over the entrance to their neighborhood. Now, there were reports of looting in Bellevue on Sunday evening, but that was confined to downtown businesses. And despite the curfews in both Bellevue and Seattle, both peaceful protesters moved through each city well into the night. But just blocks over in Bellevue, they broke into Lincoln Square, Bellevue Square, the Bravern, and into small shops. Streets in downtown Bellevue were full of smoke and sidewalks littered with glass. Bellevue looks like a nice town when it's not on fire. So, late Sunday, the Bellevue officials imposed a curfew in the downtown area, and the mayor declared a civil emergency for downtown, which included a ban on firearms in the affected area, and punishments ranging from a fine of $250 to a 90-day jail sentence for those caught with any weapon, from guns to lumber to skateboards. I don't want to seem rude here, but that's pretty stupid. That's getting out there and making a declaration, no guns allowed, and that's probably, the first thing Antifa is going to think is, well, the rubes won't have any guns. Now, I wouldn't be surprised if some local businesses there ignored that prohibition in order to protect their business, given the widespread destruction that we're seeing all over the place. They might also take the mayor to court, arguing that the city's failing to keep their businesses and property protected. But the order did not apply to residential areas, so the armed homeowners protecting their neighbors aren't subject to the mayor's weapons ban. Armed citizens weren't just protecting Bellevue neighborhoods either. Local news reports from Seattle showed more armed citizens protecting businesses in nearby Snohomish, Washington. Maybe they wouldn't feel the need to protect businesses if they felt like police and the National Guard had a handle on things. A talk show host there, Dory Monson, wrote a column saying that Seattle's leaders like Mayor Jenny Durkin have failed residents during a time of crisis, which is too true nationwide in these blue cities. This is, and we'll get to some here, but you know, she writes, having seen for days what was happening in city after city, how did our political leaders not know what was going to happen in Seattle Saturday? When the Seattle protests were announced, I said on my show Friday that they were inevitably going to lead to disaster for our city. So why did our political leaders allow this mayhem to happen? There are only two possible answers, that they truly did not see this coming, in which case they really are too ignorant for their job and should resign immediately, or that they did see this coming and decided to allow it to happen anyway. And then Durkin declared that weapons are not allowed in downtown Seattle, but the rioters simply ignored the mayor's impotent proclamation. She said they were caught off guard by the riots. Again, they're the only ones who didn't see this coming. She said of the rioters, you cannot use inappropriate activity to destroy businesses. Did you watch what was happening downtown? Did you see that coverage? They can and did use inappropriate activity. Did you really think talking to rioters like you were talking to a kindergarten classmate was going to make any difference? The mayor ended her press conference by saying, if you are determined to cause chaos and destruction, stay home. You can't scold these people to make them stop. You can try. You're just going to fail. It's wasted effort. Consequences will make them stop. Arrests need to be made. Order needs to be restored, or else the chaos will only continue. And residents and business owners have no choice but to protect themselves and their livelihoods while the officials twiddle their thumbs and talk a bunch of junk. Second Amendment Foundation said today, as we segue to Gropey Joe, they said the support that Joe Biden's staff is showing to violent protesters in Minneapolis by donating to a bail fund is an outrage, and it demonstrates why alarmed Americans are buying more guns to protect their homes and businesses. Alan Gottlieb said, after all the violence we've seen in the major cities, Biden's position is simply outrageous. No wonder gun sales surged 80% in May over the same month last year. People are watching their cities burn while Biden and the staffers think those responsible should be allowed to walk. And that's a bad formula for public safety, but apparently Biden and his crew don't get it. Now, there's a group in Minnesota called the Minnesota Freedom Fund reportedly received contributions from 13 Biden staffers. The Freedom Fund reportedly opposes the practice of making people arrested pay cash bail to avoid pretrial imprisonment. But a Biden spokesman told Reuters the former vice president opposes the institution of cash bail altogether, calling it a modern-day debtor's prison. So while Biden opposes guns for honest people, he's all for turning out a bunch of dangerous rioters loose on personal recognizance, probably so they can go somewhere else and wreak some more havoc. The 2AF also said, we wholly support the First Amendment as much as we advocate for and defend the Second. Peaceful, nonviolent protest is as much a part of the American fabric as the right to keep and bear arms, but last weekend's violence completely overshadowed this effort. Sometimes you're putting your money on the wrong horse there, Joe. I know you don't understand that, because Joe Biden is walking around right now today trying to figure out where he just came from. He is. He's trying to figure out what he's doing. So, I'm going to leave you with this. This is something that I use. I don't speak to him. I've never spoken with him. I wish I had. There's a guy out there named Kurt Slichter. And Kurt is a nationally known columnist with townhall.com. He's a pretty funny guy, but at the same time, he's one of these analysts that look at things and cut right to the chase. He put this out there on Twitter to the real Donald Trump. The pressure point for the Antifa terrorists is federal law enforcement. Federal law criminalizes their use of interstate organizational activities. If the FBI balks, Ray must be fired. Federal law enforcement is not under the control of leftist DAs, police chiefs, and mayors. For too long, you had Democrat cities pulling back police and releasing rioters immediately without serious charges. By reviewing arrest records, the FBI can determine potential candidates for federal charges. And at Real Donald Trump can score huge political victories by highlighting Democrat politicians who obstruct his prosecutions. People will not tolerate covering for rioters who may have committed federal crimes. Make the Dems side with the thugs or alienate their base. What Antifa fears is federal prosecution. When the first of these little trust fund sissies figures out he's not walking out of his cell after 20 minutes with a $50 fine but looking at 5 years in Leavenworth on a federal rap, he'll squeal on his comrades. And this is an opportunity to destroy Antifa root and branch and to eliminate the armed wing of the Democrat Party forever. They miscalculated. They overstepped. America is absolutely against them. This is a time for at real Donald Trump to strike a fatal blow against them. I hope he sees it. I hope he acts on it. This is, you know, once again, this is not what the founders envisioned for us. But back again in 21 hours between now and then, remember this. It's never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.